just see it now. Did you ever have those days you're coming home and you're tired from work, especially in the summer? You know, if you have a blue collar job, you just got to put your head back at a red light. And not while you're driving at a red light. Fuck, long day here. Let me squeeze in 20 seconds here at the red light. Light turns green. You put your head back down. Look at the road. The car's not running.
Malfunction. Driver's impaired. Driver's been drinking malt liquor.
That sounds like a great idea. The government's going to drive for you now. The government, who can't do a fucking thing right except sell fake vaccines. They seem to do that pretty well. You know what we should do? We should test this out. Tell these Congress people. Yeah, we're testing it out. Let's put you guys in the car. We'll take you to some of the gritty neighborhoods you don't pay any attention to. We'll drive you through there. Hit the kill switch. They're in the gritty neighborhoods. Watch these guys panic. Let's send them to Chicago. Hit the kill switch in Chicago. These. Fuck out of here. Orwell would be laughing. This is. You know, these idiots will eventually push it through, whether it's now or later. You're going to be holding on to your current car as long as you can. It's going to look like fucking Cuba around here. We're just going to be driving 57 Chevys. Of course, what's to prevent you from just ripping the shit out of these things, tearing them out of your car? You can kill the kill switch. There's probably a fine involved in that.
It's a federal crime. We can't shut your car down when we want to.
Yeah, that's why I'll be driving a, I'll be driving a 60 Rambler. This is what they're worried about in D.C. The country is circling the drain, and they are, well, it's all about somebody making a whole lot of money from it is what it's about. And their constituents, and the car companies, and the unions, and everybody else, and soaking you and taking more of your civil liberties away. Can't even fucking believe it. Don't worry, it's your favorite government hoochie-coochie man on the loose. Well, it looks like the lockdowns and supply chain problems are serving their purpose. That's what the editors, the Young Bucks, have written. Related to the headline, Amazon's Black Friday weekend sales soar as other retailers struggle. Amazon's experienced a record-breaking Thanksgiving weekend as other retailers struggled or shuttered. Amazon, during the period between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, saw high degrees of consumer activity in categories such as toys, apparel, and electronics. And there you have it. Customers discover savings on Amazon during the holiday season and every day, according to the company. According to a recent study from independent analyst firm, Amazon had the lowest prices by average of 14% compared to all major retailers across every category coming into. What is this? Is this an advertisement for them? Why am I reading this? Oh, it's a hype. It's all about. Well, yeah, it's real easy to compete against the competition when you've smoked them and they're no longer in business. U.S. shoppers spent $10.7 billion with a B dollars on Cyber Monday. But that's still a decrease from a year ago. So the money's down over in overall spending in the United States. But it's very telling because the profits are up for Amazon. Of course, when overall spending is down, just by 1.4% year over year. It's very telling that the profits at Amazon are up. Who else are you going to go to? Mom and pops have been wiped out. Wiped out. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And they're not done. They're not done. No way. Who knows what this Omicron bullshit is? And it is bullshit. You gotta listen to Hotwire. Who knows what they're going to try next, folks? The question is, are you going to take these assholes seriously or ignore them? Citing another study, the media says Amazon alone captured 17.7% of all Black Friday dollars. Jesus. Big money, folks. And now you understand why the Pelosi's and folks in Congress jumped at buying stock in the last 2 years of Amazon. And many using insider information to do exactly that. Folks talk a good game, though, don't they?
We're going to boycott Amazon because they're taking over for mom and pop stores. Somebody has to slow down Bezos. He's out of control.
20 minutes later.
Hey, there's a sale on Amazon. Log on. Let's get a piece of that.
Everybody's a freedom fighter until they can save a buck. And think about it. Unbelievable. And guess what? They're going to make more money. That's the way it is. They smoked a lot of people. And we talked about taking the pieces of pie, the financial pieces of pie from Americans and small business owners and kicking it upstairs, up top of the pyramid. The pie is only so big. Well, they figured out a way for their pie to get bigger and your pie to get smaller. Case in point. Now, we talked about it yesterday. Again, they're hyping it again today. I saw it all over the place. The CBO and everybody else. U.S. could run out of cash in a couple weeks. I told you these dopes in Congress couldn't run a fucking lemonade stand. Well, they could run it into the ground. And that's going on. And that idiot pal runs his mouth and yelling, DC Yoda, we had fun with her yesterday. DC Benny Hill. Suddenly they're interested in the debt ceiling. Oh, because we have to raise the debt ceiling. So they're going to try to keep, it's really incredible. They're going to try to keep the government open here in the next couple days. And then the next couple weeks, they're going to say, we're going to run out of money. Never fucking ends. It's like a spoiled kid. They keep stealing from their parents' wallets and purses and throwing crazy parties. They keep going back to the well and stealing and stealing and stealing with no controls on spending. I mean, that's why I said these guys do not represent you in any way, form, whatsoever. Whatsoever. Taxation without representation. This is just theft at this point. Jesus, folks in the colonial days, the 1700s, were pissed off about a proposed 4% tax on tea. 4%? Wouldn't you take a 4% tax? These guys are tapping people for 30, 40, 50, 60% of taxes. People just sitting around. Ooh,
I don't know. You know, it's a good cut. It's okay. I don't mind paying.
You're fucking stupid. Yeah, let's let Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and McConnell and all these other idiots, let's let them keep paying themselves more money, making their friends more money, stealing from you, and you get nothing in return. What a great deal. Wow, we're fantastic negotiators, aren't we? That's fucking, it's beyond, beyond bizarre. But we're supposed to care about the debt limit and the debt level. They do this all the time. And I said, as I said, they'll take it down to the wire, a dog and pony show. And you, me, and all the other have-nots will end up getting soaked again. Rinse and repeat, as I've said, like a shampoo bottle. Let's move to the other dog and pony show, Jeffrey Epstein's pilot. Let's see, did we talk about this yesterday? Yeah, there's something new in here. Who cares who was on the plane, who wasn't on the plane, who was on this plane? The plane! The plane! The only thing missing is Tattoo and Ricardo Montalban in this trial. Again, I told you this trial's a sham. Now the prosecution is interested. Who was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? Not who they fucking molested or raped. They're turning this into an Access Hollywood episode.
Chris Tucker was on the plane, and Kevin Spacey was on the plane, and Donald Trump was on the plane, and Prince Andrew was on the plane. The plane, boss, the plane. Tattoo, Tattoo, calm down. We want our guests to feel welcome here on Pervert Island.
And the Justice Department, happy to serve as a de facto partner in crime, and courtesy of Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey, the daughter of James Comey, playing grab-ass and running a sideshow trial, a sham trial, while hundreds of victims go unrepresented, total scandal. But hey, oh,
who was on the plane? What's going on? Oh my God, Kevin Spacey was on the plane.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go.
I thought this was a sexual trafficking trial, no? I didn't know it was a game show.
Survivor, Lolita Express.
All we've found out so far is the laundry list of celebrities who were supposedly guests on Epstein's private plane. No mention of what happened to the teenage girls on the private plane or on the private island. I mean, why would we want to know that? It's a-
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter.
Not a whole lot of information, not a whole lot of details coming out about sexual assault, sexual abuse, rapes. Of course, a real good investigator, if the FBI was really interested in getting to the bottom of things, I'm sure there's murder mixed in with this stuff as well. A lot of these girls have disappeared.
What about the girls that have disappeared? U.S. Hey, USA, call me. What about the... What? Yeah, but Kevin Spacey was on the plane at Trump.
It's great. All these people were on the plane. What the fuck did they do on the plane? And when they got off the plane? You know what's maddening? The FBI knows all this. And the Justice Department, they know all this. They know everything that Bill Clinton did. Everything. Everything. Even astronaut John Glenn, former U.S. Senator John Glenn, the late John Glenn, an astronaut. And Senators George Mitchell, also on the planes. And Trump. Maureen Comey, tell us what happened on the plane. Tell us what happened at these different locations. Little St. James Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The mansion in New York City. The estate in Florida, West Palm Beach. The spread in New Mexico and beyond. What happened in these places? That's what we want to know. Oh, but they didn't charge Ghislaine with all the folks who came forward to tell the feds what happened at these places. So here I go again on my own. This is the song of the victims who spilled their guts to the feds. Here I go again on my own. Born to walk alone. That's justice for you. See something, say something, unless it's about somebody with money, somebody with fame, somebody with power, like Prince Andrew. The feds haven't even talked to this guy yet.
But he was on an air, the plane, boss, the plane tattoo.
Not likely, Tatu. Not likely. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Take care, God bless.
Sorry to keep you waiting. We've made incredible progress. If you watch the news recently, you might think the shelves in all our stores are empty across the country, that parents won't be able to get presents for their children on holidays this holiday season. But here's the deal. For the vast majority of the country, that's not what's happening. Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. But there are items every year that sell out that are hard to find. Some of you moms and dads may remember Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s or Beanie Babies in the 90s or other toys that have run out at Christmas time in past years when there was no supply chain problem.
I'm We'll be right back. So much for their fantasies.
Look, Bart! Here comes another plane now!
Yeah, Tatu. There are always people with fantasies.
Oh, Bart! Oh, I hope there are lots of chicks on that plane, Bart!
Tatu!
Oh, I what? Love chicks, Bart! Oh,
what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Bart. I love chicks.
Don't cool it, you hopped-up little twit! This island is for their fantasies, not yours.